Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Brett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ken Brett. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. And now, play ball. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rodriguez for a passed ball. Allen moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Reichardt reaches second base with a double. Allen scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reichardt scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. Andrews moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Theobald reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Bell now pitching. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach strikes out. One out. Jerry Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allen moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reichardt for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ferraro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morales moves to second. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morales moves to third. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to second for the out. Morales scores. 2 outs. It's 5 to nothing, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May is hit by the pitch. Williams moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 1 in the game. LaHood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferraro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Auerbach hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brock Davis pinch hits for Jerry Bell. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Theobald moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Colburn now pitching. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive to right field. LaHood throws towards Theobald. Theobald fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Theobald. Morales moves to second. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaHood strikes out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0-for-2 in the game. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado pinch runs for Dick Allen. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvarado. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Theobald applying the tag. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone pinch runs for Rick Reichardt. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jay Johnstone now playing center field. Mike Andrews now playing first base. Luis Alvarado now playing second base. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Auerbach hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Voss pinch hits for Jim Colburn. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-3 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. May hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Conigliaro reaches second base with a double. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Andrews scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaHood for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.